This is St. Louis Public Radio. An estimated 20 million people have gotten health insurance since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, but dissatisfaction with the law helped propel Republican Donald Trump to win the presidency. One criticism is a lack of choice for insurance plans bought on healthcare.gov. In three Illinois counties east of St. Louis, people can only choose from one insurance provider this year. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports.
Before the election cast doubt over the future of insurance plans purchased on healthcare.gov, Mike Kluck's biggest problem was a narrow network. Kluck and his wife Nancy live in a quiet subdivision with their dog in Edwardsville, Illinois. He sells casualty and life insurance, but because he's self-employed, he's always had to purchase health coverage on his own.
We decided to look at the Affordable Care Act, which actually saved us $300 a month. And we were really happy with it.
But this year, two providers dropped out of the health insurance exchange in Madison County, leaving just one, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Premiums were not that bad. Deductibles were not that bad. But the problem was they would not cover any doctors or hospital stays on the Missouri side of the river.
Like most insurance providers, Blue Cross assigns in-network and out-of-network doctors to each plan as a way to keep costs down. If you go to an in-network doctor, insurance will cover most of the cost. If the doctor is out-of-network, the patient pays more. The list is published online for new enrollees to browse.
And that's where the problem came in, because all of my cancer doctors and Siteman Cancer Center are in St. Louis, Missouri.
Kluck was diagnosed with prostate cancer last year, and this fall, his doctor finally ruled him cancer-free. Right now, his cancer doctors are just a half-hour drive away. Under the Blue Cross plan, he may have to drive farther to stay in network.
And maybe I'm fine for 5 years, maybe I'm fine forever, but what happens 6-7 years down the road, and my cancer comes back? And nothing against the doctors over here, but you have the best of the best who took care of me once over in St. Louis.
To Kluck, it's a frustrating display of flaws in the Affordable Care Act.
This was not supposed to happen when they put the Affordable Care Act in place. You know, we were promised we could keep our doctors. We were promised it would cost $2,500 less than what we were currently paying. And nothing's come true.
On November 8th, he voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah. For a lot of reasons, not just Obamacare.
And Trump won. During his campaign, Trump repeatedly promised to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which established the exchange and requires insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions, like Kluck. Trump has expressed support for that part of the law and others. Health law expert Wendy Netter Epstein of DePaul University says it's unlikely Republicans would take the political risk of gutting the Affordable Care Act without a workable solution.
It's just simply not a possibility to go back to a pre-Affordable Care Act state of the world where we had over 20 million uninsured people who didn't get access to good quality health care, who had to access care through emergency rooms and drove up the cost of health care throughout the entire industry.
Epstein says Madison County's lack of options is why Democrats originally advocated for offering a publicly funded option on the exchange.
So much time and effort and energy and resources was spent on Supreme Court litigation and defending the Affordable Care Act when those resources would have been better spent on trying to fix the problems that we were seeing.
Though Democrats may block a direct repeal of the Affordable Care Act with a filibuster, the Republican-controlled House and Senate could implement changes through budget reconciliation. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.